and welcome to the Kids Planet podcast.
An opportunity to explore the highs and lows of raising under fives. Here are your hosts from the Kids Planet marketing team.
So hi and welcome to this month's podcast. I'm Sarah Murphy and joining me today is Casey Major Bunce, of popular Instagram page Major Mum Hacks. So hi Casey.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you today?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
How are you finding the summer holidays so far?
Yes, it's not been too bad, but however, the weather has just been, not very well. So we've just been sort of doing things indoors and trying to keep the kids entertained as much as possible without obviously being able to sort of go out.
Yeah, it's been a crazy one actually, hasn't it? I think it's starting to heat up now, but it's not been the kind of August that we've been used to, is it?
No, it's really not. No, it's not been good at all. So, yeah, it has been hard. And I think it's been hard for many parents over the summer holidays this year.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be good to hear, actually, what kind of things you've been up to. But if you wouldn't mind taking us back, first of all, really, to where Major Mum Hacks all began, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so I had an Instagram account and I started my Instagram account around about 3 years ago. And it was purely because I'd had twins, I was posting about them online, more for my family and friends to see. And then it just sort of started growing a little bit and I gained some followers and I just carried on doing that for quite a while. But nothing really happened. It's just sort of stood still. And I've always been that mum that everyone has always gone to and, you know, oh, have you got an idea for this, Casey? Have you got an idea for this? Yeah. Oh, how did you do that? And even back at school, people used to say, how did you even work that one out? Like, how did you even come up with that? I was like, I don't know. And I think it's because I'm dyslexic and I really struggle with putting things down, you know, on paper, if that makes sense. And academically, I do not shine. But I'm very creative. And I think it was, last October, I think I just sort of sat there and I just thought, who am I helping? Like, what do I want to do with my Instagram? And actually, who am I helping? And I was speaking to my one of my best friends on Instagram. And she was like, Case, why don't you just share your ideas? She said, honestly, people will just love them. And I said, oh, no, people think I'm crazy. And, you know, that sort of stuff. I really didn't think any much would come of it, to be honest.
It's really taken off, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I just sort of named it sort of like my hack. And it went crazy from sharing a few Halloween ones, and then Christmas just went really wow, and I gained so many followers and so many people were sort of saying, oh, this is genius, like how did you come up with this, and oh, I'm gonna make them. And before you know it, people are like tagging you that they've done it. And that even now to this day, when people tag me when they're out and about or they're at home with their kids and they've done one of my hacks, I'm like, oh, I just can't even, I've literally screenshot every single one.
Wow.
I just can't believe it. And yeah, the summer has just been crazy. I've just gained so many amazing parents. I think more so mums. But yeah, I just can't believe the community I've built. I've been just, really lucky. And yeah, I've always been that type of mum. And when I was six, my mum got disabled after having my little brother, and we went from being a family of going out all the time, you know, on like walking, taking the dogs out, things like that, to not being able to do that anymore because my mum's in a wheelchair and our lives changed. But my mum never stopped. My mum was exactly the same person, if not in one way more better, because she just came up with things that you wouldn't come up with, and because she had to change the way she parented. And I think that's where I get a lot of my ideas from, her and my nan, because they've always done these types of things.
Yeah, it sounds like she was quite an inspiration there.
Yeah, she's a massive inspiration, still is now. Yeah, she is absolutely amazing.
Oh, that's so lovely. And a lot of your ideas are quite good for cost saving as well, and obviously in this current climate, I'm sure a lot of parents have really appreciated that aspect of it.
Yeah, 100%. And I think you've got to, you know, sometimes I will post something and people will say, oh, I'm not doing that. That's a cheap, you're cheap, and things like that. And some of the comments are absolutely horrendous.
That's the other side of it.
But the positive completely outweighs the negative. And good. I just think, you know, in the type of climate we live in with like kids and things like that, and I think it's also good to show kids these types of stuff. Like, I did one recently which was going to the cinema, And you take a flask and you make your own cheese sauce at home and you take your nachos and you do it all in the cinema. Now, it does say no hot food in cinemas. However, you could argue the fact that, hold on a minute, you sell this. I think that's the fact that stinky food, like, I don't know, something that maybe has a spice in, I'm not sure. But this type of hack would save you so much money just taking it with you. And some parents just physically can't afford to buy nachos, can't afford to buy a hot dog at the cinema. And why should that mum and dad or that nan, that granddad feel guilty on that child for saying no all the time? Because you do feel guilty saying no. You have to do it, obviously, but it doesn't matter. You still feel the guilt from it. And I want to try to help that mum or that dad, or, like I said, you know, not feel guilty. Say, we can, but we're going to do it our own little way. And my kids think I'm cool. They say, you're so cool, mum.
That's brilliant.
And I just think, you know, I always say, even if I share a reel and it only helps one person, then it only helps one person. But I'm happy because I've made a difference in that one person's life. But I never dreamed that I'd be changing hundreds of thousands of people. It's still crazy to me, and I'm just so thankful.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I do think there's a lot of pressure on mums or parents in general to always be on and have everything together all the time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like groups like this, or, you know, pages like this really help mums, and it's kind of a community, isn't it? And it makes them feel a sense of normality and like everyone's the same as me.
Yeah, no.
Takes a load off.
Yeah, exactly. And I always sort of show that on like my Instagram as well, like on my stories more than anything. Like, my page is sort of just my hacks, but on my stories, I'm always true to myself. I don't ever sort of, I wouldn't come on there and pretend that I've had a good day when I haven't. And I will show sometimes like me taking the kids out, and I'll show two montages. I'll show one, the beautiful side, which lasts 3 minutes. And then I'll show the hour of screaming. And just to say to people, like, this is what days out are sometimes. Like, it's not all perfect and fuzzy. And sometimes you sit indoors and it's raining and you're like, what can I do? And I've just done three activities. And I think I look at so many pages and they are beautiful. And they do these amazing activities with these kids. But it takes like an hour to set up. Now, I haven't got time for that. Not when they're going to play with it for 10 minutes and then that's it. It's done. So I'm always like putting activities on there that you can do. And yes, it might only help for 10 to 15 minutes, but it took you a couple of seconds to set up, and then it gives you that space that you need. And I think that's it for me. You know, a lot of people would sort of say, oh, she's here for the kids, but I'm not. I'm here for the mums, because no one thinks of mums. No one thinks of mums at Christmas, at Easter, on their birthday, on Mother's Day. You know, it's just... Mm. You know, even on Mother's Day, you're still cooking your own dinner, and you think, like, how did this work out? Like, it's Mother's Day. You know, and I just think that's, and if I can make a mum feel special because she's done something for her kid, and her kids turn around and said, oh, mum, I love that, thank you for doing that, or that was really cool, mum, then it makes you feel better about yourself as a parent.
Exactly, and without having to spend the world as well. Like, the focus is on the fun, isn't it, and not taking it all too seriously.
Yeah, this is it. Anyone could, you know, take their kid to Disney or take their kids to Legoland or whatever, you know, for a few hundred pound or a few thousand. But not everyone's got that. And I just think, you know, I've always been careful what I spend on the kids and myself, because I just want to make sure that I've got enough in the bank to cover bills and things like that, a lot like other people at the moment over the world in the UK.
No, definitely. And with it kind of having that focus on fun and creativity, do you think that has like a nice positive impact on the children too?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do. You know, I'm not one of these parents that will never give my child screen time. Obviously, I would limit it. My little girls, they're just about to turn 4, actually. And I have just got them each a tablet.
Yeah.
But on that tablet is just learning apps. It's for their birthday. It's just learning apps. And I will use that if and when I need it as a last resort. And it's the same with like in the car. I will play games with the kids in the car. We do spot the yellow car. How many like yellow cars can you spot? We've done that ever since my nearly 13-year-old was little. We've always done spot the yellow car.
Yeah.
And we play loads of games, but at the same time, when you're driving, especially when you're driving for a long distance, you can't be constantly trying to entertain your kids, because it's dangerous if they're screaming in the back. So if I need to hand over a tablet or an iPhone so they can watch a film, I will happily do that. And I just think there's so many parents out there that will give this, you know, this negative feedback. You shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But I'm not one of them people that would ever say you shouldn't do this. I think you need to do what you can do for your kids and how you survive. I've got four kids, but I have parented every single child different, even the identical twins. They look the same. They are nothing alike. You could not get it.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, you couldn't get more different kids. I'm just like, sometimes, why? Why can't you just be more similar? Because, you know, it would be so much easier for me. But sometimes I'm doing one thing with one and one thing with other. I need to split my time. And I lay in bed sometimes and think, God, I can't believe how tired I am. I'm so tired. But I think that, you know, I think as a parent, you have got to do what you can do to survive. And I feel that, you know, doing these activities, of course, they have a positive impact on the child and yourself. And just the way you feel about parenting, because the guilt is overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because you mentioned a long car journey. I wonder what are the best hacks that you've kind of come up with for being in a car journey, like car hacks?
Yeah, so I've got these two on my page actually. So I've got one where you can just pop an iPhone into a plastic bag, like a cereal bag. You'd put in cereal, you'd put I can't even think of the name now, what's it called?
Oh, I know what you mean, like a Polly Pocket.
Yeah, something like that. And you can just pop the phone in there and the kids can watch it, and they can't, it's like hands free, so they can't touch it. So yeah, if you get a sandwich bag, if you get like a plastic sandwich bag, you can put that onto the back of the seat. If you pull the headrest off, you can then pop it into place and you can just easily take out and in. I put also like a very small shower caddy that you'd stick on into a shower. I put it onto the window of the car, and in there I would put squeezable balls, poppets, a little water colouring pad that you don't, it won't mess up your car. It's just literally water. So yeah. You can get them for like £1.50, £2 in home bargains to keep them entertained. I make busy boxes as well. There's a shop called Flying Tiger and they sell these metal cases and they're literally like £2. And you can pop magnetic tiles in there to keep them entertained. So on the long car journey, they've got it all in there. They're not going to drop it on the floor and it's not going to be all over the car, and it will just stick to the metal box.
Okay.
So that keeps them entertained. Another one as well, if you're on a really, really long journey, I get like brown bags that you'd get, like cheap brown bags from like the Poundland, and then I'll buy like little Poundland toys and I'll put them in the bags, and we do them for like, so say you're on a 6-hour journey, you'd have six, you'd have like one for the 1 hour, and then when you know there's like 5 hours, you go, right, 5 hours, so here's another bag.
That's a good idea.
Yes, it's only cheap and it's not going to cost you the world, but it is going to save your sanity. It keeps the kids entertained. Or even if you want to do, you don't even have to put toys in there. You could put like little game activities. You could put some stickers in there that they can stick onto the windows. I love the window stickers you can get for home, and I use them in the car. And you can just peel them off easily and put them back on, but they can decorate and things like that. And for my older kids, I've even given my older kids washable markers, and I said go fun on the window, like have a whale of a time. You couldn't do this for 3-year-old because they would but you can. I've done it with older kids like 5 and 6, and it's kept them entertained. So it's just little things like that that will just, you know, save your sanity, especially when you're driving. I think that's a really sort of important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop them asking, are we there yet? And asking loads of questions.
And that's the great thing about the brown bags. They know that, they know when the hour, because that's what they keep asking, but they know each hour of how long it's going to be. So
that's such a great idea, actually. Yeah, love that. And okay, so that's obviously a really key one. What would you say are your other kind of couple of favorite hacks that you've come up with?
I have to say my flask ones, which is two. So there's a flask one where you can use it for two different options, or you can have two different flasks. But the first one, and this, you can do this all year round. I do it all year round, especially in the autumn time when we go out for sort of like walks and that. But you can get a flask and fill it out of boiling water, mm-hmm. and then empty the flask and then put cooked hot dog sausages in it.
Okay.
put the top on and take your hot dog sausages, like you can get ones that are pre-cut, and just take your sauces with you. You can either use like the sauces that you get from like McDonald's, you know, the little sachets.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you could even put them in sort of like travel bottles or something like that, just so you've got them. Or you could just take them out. It depends how much space you want to use up. And then when we go out for a walk, within sort of like 30 minutes, the kids are going, oh, I'm hungry. So I'll just make a hot dog whilst we're walking.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So there's that one. And then the next one is again, using a flask. You don't put boiling water in it. You take the top off. You put an empty flask into the freezer for about an hour. You then get that flask out, and then you can put ice lollies in there. I always put twisters, because four twisters fit in perfectly to a flask. And so I use the four mini twisters. I put them in there. Or we also use ice poles or anything like that in the flask. And when we're out, we can just have ice creams wherever we want. We could have an ice cream in the car. I do that a lot for school pickup as well, because there is always a very aggravating man outside, an ice cream man, and he wants to literally steal £20 out of my purse. So I always say to the kids, no, we've got the ice creams in the flask. And they're like, okay, mum, and they're fine with that. So now they don't even ask, because they know that they're not really getting the ice cream. I'm not saying all the time I won't get them an ice cream, because there are sometimes I think, right, I will get them an ice cream because they've had the flask one.
But then it's more of a treat, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. And they appreciate it more. And that always works. And the kids are always really happy as well with the twist.
Exactly. It's the same kind of enjoyment from it both ways, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. So, yeah, I always do that for days out and things like that. Always do that. And same as like a picnic as well. I'll take like a bar of chocolate out with me, pop it in the sun for 10 minutes, open it up when it's melted, and then we just dip like strawberries and things like that, grapes in it. So that's quite a nice one for like a dessert if you go out for like a picnic.
Oh, lovely. And obviously with this weather not having so far been what we imagined, what kind of things have you been getting up to, maybe indoors or outdoors, but still in the rain?
Yeah, indoors, one of my favourite ones to do is always just get a pack of like McVitie biscuits or something like that, and then I'll just let the kids decorate them. I don't really bake. I'm not really a baker. It takes so much time. The kids get bored halfway through, waiting for them to cook, then cool down. So I always just buy a cheap pound packet of like McVitie's or Tesco's own make ones, and then I'll just give the kids on a plate just lots of decorating stuff to do. So icing and some sprinkles and that type of stuff. So they love doing that. And yet again, it's a 15-minute activity. It didn't take long to set up. And then you just don't have to like go around and clean in pots and pans. It's so easy. And my kids always love them. It doesn't matter how many times I do it a week. They're absolutely always excited to do it. I was saying about the windows in the car, but I give the kids, like the little ones, not so much the older boys now, but the girls, I will give them washable markers and they will decorate a window for me.
Oh, that's lovely.
That really, really does. They really do that for ages. The whole window's covered. Yes, I have to clean it, but you give it a spray and it's going to take you 5 minutes to clean, but it's kept them busy for a good half an hour.
Yeah, it gives you some time to do other things if you need to as well.
Yeah, well, even if you want to drink a coffee, which you just don't have time to. Your coffee always goes back cold. I drink mine cold now for that reason only. And also like make forts in the house. I used to love them as kids. And I think so many people, you know, used to do them as kids. And we always sort of get the chairs in and I get all the blankets and we just make a giant fort. We use pegs and pop them on the blinds to hold them up. And before you know it, the room's like a massive fort. But the kids love it and we have like a picnic under there, and all four of mine will join into that because it's something like building, making them think, where can we put this? They're all teaming together as well whilst they're doing it.
Yeah,
and sometimes the construction will like fall down, but then it makes them redo it and think, right, how will we do this next time? So that's a really good thing for building. There's a really good app as well that every parent should have. It's called Brick It. And what you do is all your Lego, you can put it in the middle of the floor, take a photo, and it will tell you what creations you can build on the app. And it will say you need this piece to build this, and it'll give you a step-by-step how to build it.
Now
you didn't have to go out. It's a really good app, Brick It, so you didn't have to go out and buy some more Lego. You can literally make Lego creations from what you've already got. And it's a really, really good app. And yeah, obviously just saves loads of money as well on buying different Lego pieces. So we always use that. And that's great for wet days when it's sort of like you can't really go out. You know, but we still do go out in the wet weather. You think sometimes you just got to accept, let the kids out in the garden, put their wetsuits on, let them get muddy and then bath them after.
Yeah, we totally agree with that at Kids Planet. Embrace all weather.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is it. And I just think, you know, and we always sort of like collect leaves and things like that. We've got little sort of bug things as well. You know, you can collect different bugs. We always let them free, but we always collect them, have a look at them and them type of stuff. And I think it's good for the kids just to get out, get wet, get muddy, and then just come in and have a nice warm bath after.
Oh, sounds perfect. Well, you've given us actually loads already, but what I was going to mention is obviously a lot of our parents will have children going back to nursery come September. And I know you've got four, so you've got the nursery experience. Do you have any kind of going back to nursery hacks, such as like maybe quick breakfast, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So one of my favourite breakfasts are pancake muffins. So what I do with them is I use a pancake mix, and it's by Dr. Oakton. I think it's called Dr. Oakton.
Okay,
it's about a pound. It's about a pound of mix. And it's always that one I use. I can't stress how good that one is. And you just mix it up how it says on the back. And then you can just add your toppings into the pancake mix. So I pour the pancake mix into a muffin tray, like a cake tins, and you can pop different toppings on. I'll pop strawberries on, blueberries. I'll do some with peanut butter and chocolate. Lots of different ones. You can make sprinkle ones, and then you cook them all for about 16 to 18 minutes on 175 in the oven. Let them cool, put them in a sealable box and pop them in the fridge. Now, they last 5 days. So you could do that pretty much on a Sunday evening, and that's going to keep you done till Friday. And they cost about 20p per child to feed them. So, you know, and they're not like bad for you or anything like that. They're quite healthy as well. And yeah, my kids always love them in the morning. Another thing I would say as well is I always give my kids, to make them more independent, like a art caddy with like different sections, and you can put in there like your toothbrush, and then the next section you could put in like a face cloth, and then the next section you could put like a hairbrush, and you could number it 1, 2, and 3. So what you're doing is you're showing the kids how to get ready themselves, to how to help them for the future. So, and you're
helping with a routine, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And kids like steps. So we always do that. And I do that for all four kids, even one who's 13 now, who's nearly 13, sorry. I'll still do it for him. But it's really good to sort of get them in that routine. I always like to keep a collapsible box in the back of my car because I've got four. I've always got four bags, four drink bottles, four bits of homework, four letters. So I like to keep a massive sort of collapsible box in the back of my car, which usually would be like a laundry one, and you could just pop it open and obviously close it whenever you want. But you can put all the school bags in there at the end of the day, and nursery bags and things like that, just to keep you organized. And then, because sometimes you say to your kids, right, can you bring your bag in, and they just never do it. So I just say, when we pick up, back of the car, they know now, they put it in the back of the car. And then as we go in, I'll just pick the whole thing up and I'll just take it inside, and then the next morning I'll come out with it and put it back in.
Yeah, it's very organised. I'm very impressed. This sounds brilliant.
Yeah, no, I do like to be organised. And obviously for younger kids as well, you could do the old sticker hack in the shoes for the left and right.
So
cut a sticker in half, and then to join, put the shoes together, and then you would just put the sticker inside the sole. So they know to make the sticker, when they stand in front, they know exactly what shoe to put on, whether it's your left or your right.
Oh, that's really helpful. Yeah.
So that's a good one. That's a good one for back to school as well.
Oh, they're really, really helpful. Thank you so much. I have to ask, because obviously it's out at the moment, have you seen the new Barbie movie?
No, do you know what? I haven't, but I want to go with my mum. I haven't. I've read a lot about it. I've seen a lot of things on Instagram and TikTok about it. No, I haven't seen it, but I'm desperately, and I want to go with my mum. We just haven't fitted it in, but we're going to try to go this week, actually, in the evening when the kids are all asleep.
Yeah, well, I really recommend it, and it really does kind of show that women are kind of superheroes and really thanks us for all that we do all the time. So yeah, it just really reminded me of our conversation when I thought about it then.
No, I definitely want to go and see it. I think it's really sort of important that something like that film's highlighted that as well, because I, you know, and I think for me, I get a lot of bad press from men because I say mum hack, but that's because I am a mum.
Yeah.
And you know, that's how I choose to be called. Some people say you should call it a parent hack, but I said no, because I'm a mum. I want to call it a mum, and you know, and I think, yeah, lots of people sort of like mums get bad press for this thing. So, well, dads do this too and things. And I'm not saying dads don't, but for me, it's a mum hack. And I always say, when a dad sort of says that, I always say, well, make your own hack page up then. I said, I'll follow you. And they sort of like, they go quiet after that. So, but I think that's really good about the Barbie movie. I'm really actually excited to go and watch it with my mum. Should be a really nice evening.
Oh, I really hope you enjoy it. But yeah, the beauty is of your page, you know, it's all parents can use the hacks, as you say. So it's...
Yeah, and anyone can. And I think, like, even my brother, he works in a child's home. So he's a manager of a child home and he looks after, you know, 9+ boys a week. And he does my hacks. So he's not a parent, but he is a figure of authority to them kids. And he also is a carer of them kids. And, you know, and like, he sometimes will come on my page when people have trolled me and say, hold on, I'm not a parent, but I use her hacks every day. And I've got so many people as well that come on saying, I'm not a parent, but I'll follow you. And I literally love your account. And I'll do this with my nieces and nephews. I think no matter how you brand something, anyone could be left out. But for me, I'm a mum, and that's how I show my page. And I always want to try to keep my page a positive place and a nice place for people to come on and just grab an idea and think, right, I'm going to do that. And I had a great message the other day that was saying that she started following me around about 4 months ago, and she does my hacks, but her husband now says, oh my god, that's amazing, like, what made you think of that? And he doesn't know that she follows me. And honestly, I was really laughing at her message, and I thought it was just great. And she said, I hope you don't mind. I said, no, not at all. And she's like, my husband now thinks I'm a genius. And it, you know, it's little things like that. And it's just, it's, you know, it's funny just how people sort of like, yeah, sort of come into your inbox, and you know, you sort of get really friendly. And I've got so many amazing women that follow me, and I speak to so many. And I just feel so lucky. I feel lucky to be invited on your podcast today. And, you know, just for the exposure and just the fact that I've just met so many amazing, inspiring women on my page. So, yeah, I'm forever thankful.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm sure you'll get quite a few more followers now as well. Oh, I think it's just a really perfect page for kind of saving families time, taking pressure off parents to be superheroes at all times.
Yes.
So, thank you so much for coming on and telling us all the hints and tips. It's been really interesting.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, join us again next time for another episode of All Things Early Years.
Thanks for joining us and to our guest today. Tune in next month. And in the meantime, pop over to our website and follow us on social media.
Kids Planet, working together to inspire your world.